Protestants, cheer up, amen. Never fear the popish train, for here I bring you news of joy. Now lay the Irish to destroy. Londonderry still holds out, putting Romans to the rout. Valiantly they bravely stand, and daily fight with heart and hand. From a spacious steeple high, cannon bullets they do fly, which will kill 2 miles and more, and lays the Irish teagues in gore. Kilmore Castle is regained, and by Protestants maintained, for now they fortified it so that they defy the greatest foe. Londonderry then with care searched to find their substance there. This being done, they found therefore both food and ammunition store. Of a truth they do relate, guns were placed at every gate, and many on the city wall, by which some 1,000 Irish fall. Many sallies they have made, and their courage so displayed, that their enemies declare they dare not to the siege repair. At one sally as they may, on the 7th day of May, 6,000 Irish Teagues were slain, besides 200 more was ta'en. Many chief commanders then, noble lords and gentlemen, of the French and Irish too, was forced to bid the world adieu. 13 coaches which were there, with dead bodies loaded were, of the great ones which did fall before great Londonderry wall. When the Romish army see this their woeful destiny, straight they quit the siege therefore, and flew full 40 miles and more. Other forces then were sent, who, as on their march they went, did straight begin to mutiny, and this they often did reply. By our salvation we'll not go to the king's slaughterhouse, no, no, where the French army routed were, for we as bad as them shall fare. We'll not bear the Frenchman's yoke, no, by priest nor strike a stroke. Against a Protestant we swear, thus they in much confusion were. Londonderry this has done, made the popish forces run, and struck some. much terror in the rest that they are still with fear possessed. Now fresh forces does repair on to Londonderry, where they resolve to take the field.